We're taking a look at the fortunes of the U.S. dollar this week. It's lost quite a bit of its value over the last few years. Yesterday, we heard about the politics of the matter. Today, a look at the possibility of a financial crisis. NPR's Mike Schuster has our report.
The dollar has lost about 20% of its value against the euro in the past 2 years. The U.S. trade deficit is at record levels, more than $600 billion this year, about 6% of gross domestic product, which is a historical high. The single largest component of that is an enormous trade deficit with China. Investors in the U.S. economy, particularly those in Asia who buy treasury bonds and thereby help the U.S. cover its enormous budget deficit, lose money as the dollar falls. China and Japan are most affected by these imbalances. Eventually, they might run from the dollar, and that could provoke a financial crisis, says Robert Reich, former Secretary of Labor in the Clinton administration.
I would say there's about a 30% probability that there will be, within the next 3 to 5 years, a run on the dollar that will destabilize the global economy.
Even economists who are less critical of the Bush administration can see trouble ahead in the international currency market.
The room for maneuver with the dollar and with trade policy of the Bush administration right now is very skinny.
Roger Kubarich is an economist with the Hypo Vereins Bank in New York. He argues, though, that there is no immediate crisis looming on the horizon.
There's no evidence yet that this is unsustainable. Now, it may not be sustainable for 20 years, but it's certainly sustainable for 1 year. It may be sustainable for 5 years. People who think that there's a sense of urgency to fix this right away, and if we don't fix it right away, we're taking a grave risk, they're exaggerating their case.
But even some who defend the Bush administration's economic policies express some worries. Philip Swagel was chief of staff for the Council of Economic Advisers in the first Bush administration.
A disorderly adjustment is a risk. I'm not saying it's not a risk. It certainly is a risk. I just don't think it's the main risk facing the U.S. economy.
The fears of critics center mostly on the role of China and, to a lesser extent, Japan. China has accumulated an enormous reserve of U.S. dollars, all those dollars that Americans spend in Walmart and other huge retailers on cheaply produced Chinese shoes, clothes, toys, electronic equipment, and a host of other products. China and Japan need this trade surplus with the U.S. to keep their economies growing, and in China's case, especially to keep unemployment down. At the same time, China and Japan are investing their dollars in the U.S. in treasury securities, which is helping the U.S. cover its own enormous budget deficit. For the first time ever, the economies of the U.S. and China are closely linked, says Gail Fossler, chief economist of the Conference Board in New York.
It's almost as if we are one economy separated by an ocean.
There have been signs that some nations are not comfortable with a weakening dollar. Oil-producing nations have hinted they might diversify their holdings out of the dollar and into the euro. South Korea recently suggested it is not happy with the sinking dollar. But, argues Philip Swagel, China is too tied in.
Who would be the most hurt if the dollar does decline? And it's those countries that are holding dollar assets. Imagine a situation in which China and Japan ran for the door, you know, either, you know, mistakenly or intentionally, if they sold off, you know, large parts of their holdings of U.S. treasuries. Those countries would suffer what we might think of as the mother of all capital losses.
Still, former Federal Reserve Chairman Paul Volcker wrote recently, "At some point, investors will have their fill of dollars. We are skating on increasingly thin ice," Volcker wrote, "and at some point, the sense of confidence in capital markets could fade. The consequences may become uncertain," according to Ethan Harris, chief economist for Lehman Brothers in New York. He was speaking not long ago at the Council on Foreign Relations.
It's not that there's a high chance of crisis at any moment going forward. It's that the adjustment is going to take a long time. And so you're kind of relying on the things to hold together for a long time. That creates high odds of something going wrong.
In that case, global financial stability could be threatened. The U.S. economy could contract. And that would certainly make it even more difficult and expensive to finance the huge budget deficits the U.S. is now running. Mike Schuster, NPR News.